Thank you. Number 10, questions pursuant to Council Procedure Rule 9. Questions pursuant to Council Procedure Rule 10.2. We have the questions. Please remember we only have 45 minutes for these questions. Be aware. Question number one.
Thank you, Chair. Parts of rural tendering are still receiving broadband download speeds of less than 2 megabits per second, which is considered to be the basic broadband. 40% of Little Oakley is served by a single cabinet that falls within this category. This is quite unacceptable, given that these houses fall within the 21,944 houses defined as the basic broadband market intervention area by BDUK, and given that 32.9% of these houses in Little Oakley registered their interest in the market stimulation exercise carried out by Essex County Council. This was one of the highest response rates to this exercise. Despite BDUK upgrading many nearby areas to superfast broadband with public funding, they have failed to upgrade a block of 200 houses in Little Oakley, instead apparently preferring the cheaper quick wins in more urban areas. In part, this appears to be due to an alleged cap on BDUK spend per household imposed by central government. Will you assure me that you will be pressing for all of tendering to receive a minimum of 2 megabits per second at the earliest opportunity, and also join me in pressing central government to either confirm or deny that they are giving out hundreds of millions of pounds on one hand to upgrade areas of market failure, and on the other hand, capping the investment programme and actually preventing the investment in those areas of most need?
Councillor Page.
Yes, Madam Chairman. I can confirm, as you would guess, that we are pressing Essex County Council for all of tendering to receive a basic broadband of 2 megabits at the earliest possible opportunity, and indeed the Essex County Council contract with BT using BDUK funding guarantees 100% of properties in Essex will receive 2 megabits by the end of the contract period in mid-2016. We are also able to offer, and with our support, any discussions you choose to have with central government regarding the allocation of funding for this programme, and I will support you 100% in that. Also, one of the things that I am doing straight away, with the help of the chairman of the rural panel, at the next rural panel, he has on the agenda the rural broadband, which he is at a number of representatives coming from Essex County Council and from various other bodies to actually debate it, to take this forward, to make sure that tendering is a reality in the way we go forward.
Councillor Howard.
Thank you. Obviously, I welcome the commitment to the 2 megabits per second. I noticed, obviously, that slipped because originally it was 2015 and it's moved ever outwards. The idea originally when the government announced it was it would be done in time for the election next year. I welcome the support on the capping matter, and I will discuss that further with you. And I'm interested in the rural broadband discussion, but to be honest, I'm probably past that point now, as Essex County Council haven't been that helpful on the matter, and that's why I'm now engaging with central government about the capping. Thank you.
Councillor Page.
Yeah, I can 100% ask you if you would like to go along to the rural panel, because I believe your input would be absolutely great on there. We have made an in-principle offer of £164,000 to Essex County Council to top up the investment in the district to ensure as many premises are connected as possible. A list of the cabinets that are being connected, upgraded to superfast for information is being made available on our website, and this will be constantly updated as new cabinets are added to this programme.